Thank you to everyone for kindly attending this program. I thank you especially to Gadadha Krishna Prabhu and to Gauranga Prabhu for enlightening everyone in the Telugu language. As you can understand, I don't speak Telugu. So I request your forgiveness and tolerance in this regard. I'm very happy to see that some of my disciples are surpassing me. I've been asked to speak on Sanatan Dharma Vaishishtya, the specialty of the eternal Dharma. Yeah, in the English sentence I just spoke, I didn't translate dharma, I just said dharma. Usually, dharma is translated into English with the word religion. But actually the concept or the understanding of dharma and the understanding of the word religion are something quite different. In modern India, the understanding of the word dharma has, to a large extent, become synonymous with the Western understanding of religion. And therefore we speak of Hindu dharma, Christian dharma, Muslim dharma, Jain dharma, and so on. But to speak of dharma in these terms actually reveals ignorance of the meaning of the word dharma. When we speak of Sanatan Dharma, actually the only Dharma is Sanatan. Because Dharma does not mean religion as the word is commonly construed. But dharma means the intrinsic nature. That means that it is sanatana, it is eternal. Dharma is the intrinsic nature or characteristic without which an object is not that object. For instance, sugar is sweet. If you somehow or other you could alter the chemical composition of sugar, you could make it not sweet. But then it wouldn't be sugar anymore. Or if chilies, you could change the flavor of chili from pungent to sweet, but it wouldn't be chili anymore, because chili means hot and pungent. So, the dharma of the jiva is sanatana. Every jiva is sanatana, is eternal. Na jayate mriyate va kada chinnayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyaha ajo nityang shashvato yang purano na hanyate hanyamane sharire. The jiva or the soul, the atma, does not come into being at any time. Nor can it cease to exist at any time. So the Atma is eternal.
Atma is eternal.
And what is the... Well, that is an intrinsic part of the dharma of the jiva, is that the jiva is eternal and indestructible. And the intrinsic nature of the jiva is to serve Bhagavan. Mamaivangsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha. Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita that every jiva is a part and parcel of Krishna eternally. So it is the eternal characteristic of the jiva to serve Krishna. So you may say, well, we see all the jivas in the material world, they're not serving Krishna. Well, that's because we're in a perverted position. Manashashtan indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. In this material world, we are trying to enjoy the senses. But in this way, we struggle with the mind, and struggle, custom, struggle, sangharsh, in Hindi you say sangharsh. So, the real sanatan dharma of every jiva is to serve Bhagavan. So, the dharma of every jiva is one, therefore there cannot be many dharmas. When we speak of Hindu dharma, Jain dharma, Sikh dharma, and so on, this means that we do not know what dharma is.
Hindu dharma, Sikh dharma, Jain dharma,
The Christian religion began about 2,000 years ago. And Islam, although it claims connection with an ancient connection, practically it began a little more than 1,000 years ago. And Hindu Dharma, that also has a beginning. Now that may surprise you. Maybe you thought I was going to say that Hindu Dharma has no beginning. But you won't find the term Hindu Dharma. The term Hindu Dharma is a modern term. There's no such term Hindu in any Shastra. The term Hindu is given by Muslims. So Hindu Dharma is less old than Islam. But Sanatan Dharma, that the beginning of that cannot be traced out. Generally people think that Sanatan Dharma is a synonym for Hindu Dharma. But Hindu Dharma is a modern term. Sanatan Dharma is the intrinsic characteristic of the jiva. So, Sanatan Dharma is distinguished from materialistic so-called dharmas. In the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find the statement, dharma kaitava projhitatra, that in this Srimad Bhagavatam, cheating, so-called dharma, is fully rejected. We may say, well, how can dharma be cheating? Dharma is something very good, so how can it be cheating, which is bad? Well, dharma, as it is understood in this world, is something which is somewhat good, you could say. Dharma means to follow various rules, you could say religious rules. But if we become attached to various rituals and rules without understanding the actual purpose of dharma, then we are cheated and we are cheating ourselves. Generally, dharma is considered the first of the chatur varga. Varga. Dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. Okay, you don't need to translate that. But according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, these four objectives of human life, they are simply misleading people. Dharma means to follow the rules given in Shastra for passing one's life. Artha means economic activities. Kama means sensual enjoyment. In this context, it means sensual enjoyment which is regulated by dharma. And moksha, well, that's in your language, so no need to translate it. So, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. But the real goal of life, or the pancham purushartha, is love of God, love of Krishna. Dharma, consideration of dharma, artha, kama, and moksha are for regulating the lives of the jivas who are manashashtan indriyani prakriti sthani karshati, who are struggling in this material world, forgetful of their real dharma of service to Krishna. So that is not the real dharma. The actual sanatan dharma of every living being is that he is Satchit Ananda. But in this material situation, yeah, we are asat, not eternal. Asat means not eternal. Achit means we have consciousness, but our consciousness is not clear. Our consciousness is polluted by kama krodha lobha moha madha matsarya ityadi. And Nirananda, this material world, is devoid of bliss. There is some happiness in this material world. Just like you see, the dog is playing, the young puppies are playing. So that is happiness. But that, to the happiness of a dog is not the full bliss which is the characteristic of the liberated soul. We are not meant for the happiness of a dog. The dog is looking in the garbage for something to eat. Would you, as a respectable human being, would you like to look in the garbage for something to eat? It is a horrible situation. The pig is eating stool. It is horrible. But in this material world, the respectable person of today can be the pig eating stool tomorrow.
Malam ini
So you could say that the dharma of the pig is to eat stool. It is the natural characteristic of the pig to eat stool. The pig naturally likes to eat stool. If you give some nice sweet cooked in ghee, the pig won't like that. If you eat it, then next day it's processed and comes out the other end, then the pig likes it. So the pig, what is the pig? The pig is actually a jiva who's supposed to be in the situation of Satchidananda. But he has forgotten that and is happy eating stool. And he thinks, this is wonderful, this is nice. But after some time, someone will catch that pig, kill him, and sell the flesh. Then he will get another body. So in this way we are getting body after body after body. When I'm in a human body, I think that my dharma is to work hard, get money, and support my family. When I get the body of a mosquito, I think that my dharma is to find a human being who's working hard to support his family and drink the blood of that human being. In this way, in every life, we mistake what is our actual position. As we heard from both Gadadha Krishna Prabhu and from Gauranga Prabhu, this human form of life is meant for something better. In the human form of life, we can inquire into what is actually our Sanatan Dharma. An intelligent person should see that I want to be happy. But in this material world, there is no happiness. I don't want to die, but I have to die. This is the nature of the material world. Dukhalayam ashashvatam. Everything here is miserable and temporary. But we are meant, our natural position, that means our Sanatan Dharma, is to be eternal and blissful. So, real Sanatan Dharma, with all due respect to Vishva Hindu Parishad, does not mean to join Vishva Hindu Parishad. But real Sanatan Dharma means to understand my eternal, blissful position.
Sanatan Dharma
That is in the service of Krishna. Now you may say, well, why Krishna? There are so many gods in Hindu Dharma. We have heard there are 33 crores. And in the modern age, they're inventing new ones all the time. And then you may say, and then there's also Islam and Christianity and this and that and the other. But whatever we may think out in our limited consciousness, the supreme truth is one. Bhagavan is defined as Aishvaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashashashriya jnana vairagya yoschaiva shannang bhaga itingina. One who possesses all transcendental opulences. Bhagavan means who possesses everything. That means the supreme control. And he's all powerful. That means also he's the supreme control. He's all famous. All beautiful. All knowledgeable. And fully renounced from any idea of material enjoyment. So who is that person? The conclusion of Shastra is Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And all the demigods, they're also servants of Krishna. Young Brahma, Varunendra, Rudra, Maruta, Stunvanti, Divyai, Stuvaya. All the demigods offer prayers to him. So, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now you may say, well, what about Allah and Jesus and this and that? Well, in one sense, you could say that Islam and Christianity, it's the same. But there is difference also. You can't say it's all the same in all respects. They also speak of God or Allah. But there's very limited knowledge of who actually God is. Of course, in Christianity, they claim Jesus to be God. But this is a mistake. Jesus himself never claimed to be God. So, Sanatan Dharma means to intelligently understand who is God, who is the Supreme, what is our relationship with Him. To act in that relationship. And thus to attain our eternal blissful position. It is not a matter of blind faith. Dharma, actual dharma, can never be blind. Dharma is always accompanied by jnana, by knowledge. So this idea, you just believe blindly, this means it's not really dharma at all. In the religious tradition in which I was raised in, I was told that you just have to believe. Asking questions and trying to understand was discouraged. But that's not dharma, because dharma is always accompanied by knowledge. Unless you understand what you're doing, you can't do it properly. That's true in any field. You see, the doctor, he could be trained. Well, you just get, this is how you give an injection. But he's not just trained how to do things, but he's trained in the understanding of how the body works. You can't train a doctor just mechanically, do this, do that. He has to understand the principles, otherwise he cannot properly act as a doctor. So in the same way, dharma is a complex and subtle science. We have to understand how to act in every situation in a manner that is in accord with dharma. So it requires to understand the principles. Nowadays, we find that many Hindus are disturbed at rampant conversion of Hindus to Christianity. But no one would convert if actual spiritual education was given. There is no proper spiritual education. Now this morning, some of the children at the adjoining school, they came here and they chanted some shlokas from Bhagavad Gita. So that is very good, we appreciated that. But they should understand the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. What's the use? Bhimavaram is famous for these educational institutions, but what's the use of teaching people dentistry and engineering unless they understand the purpose of life? Unless there's teaching in the understanding of the purpose of life as given in Bhagavad Gita, then all this education is useless, however proud of it you might be. And even whatever teaching is generally no one gives any teaching in Bhagavad Gita. And even if they do, they mess it up because they don't understand what are the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. Generally, people take Bhagavad Gita, they quote some slokas, and then they talk all nonsense. For instance, in what is called Hindu Dharma, they are under the misconception that all the gods are the same. But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that antavattu palante shantad bhavatyalpamedasam, that those people who worship the other gods than myself to get some temporary material results, such people are foolish. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yanti Deva Vrata Devan, those who worship the demigods, they go to the planets of the demigods. Madhyaja Nogatopi Mam, those who worship me come to me. So how can you say that all the gods are the same and worship of all the gods gives the same result? This is not at all the teaching of Bhagavad Gita. It's quite opposite to the teaching of Bhagavad Gita. So you're teaching the children shlokas, but you have no idea of what the actual teaching of Bhagavad Gita is. People don't want to take that teaching. Because they are kama-istha-istha-hrita-jnana, because their intelligence is spoiled by material desires. People, due to illusion, they think that indulging in material desires is desirable. Especially in the modern materialistic society. They're advertising that indulgence in lust is very good. Just like you see all these advertisements for the movies. They're advertisements to indulge the mind in lusty thoughts. This is sub-civilized. Civilized human beings do not indulge in gross lust. We find Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita. Yehi sangsparshaja bhoga dukha yonya evate adyanta vanta konte anateshu ramate buddha. Anyway, you can give the translation. Give the translation. The the enjoyment which comes of from indulging the senses, that is actually produces misery, beginning, middle, and end. Therefore, an intelligent person does not take part in it. But everyone in the modern society is simply interested in sense enjoyment. Everyone is wasting their valuable human form of life watching TV. And TV simply promotes kaam, krodha and lobha. Is it not? And then moha. From kaam, krodha, lobha come moha, mada, matsarya. Yeah, translate it. From karma, from kaam, krodha, lobha, then naturally comes moha, mada, matsarya. So therefore, people who take pleasure in these things, we can understand they are not intelligent. The people of Bhimavaram may think that they're very intelligent because they have so many prestigious educational institutions. But according to the teaching of Bhagavad Gita, which means the actual fact, no one in this town is intelligent. Everyone is stupid. Because everyone is spoiling their human form of life. Instead of thinking how to get free from the cycle of birth and death, they're becoming more and more entangled in it by increasing their kaam, krodha and lobha by watching TV. Anyway, we have nothing, we're not blaming the people of Bhimavaram. It's not only you who are stupid, but everyone in the world is stupid. We're all stupid. Especially in Kali Yuga, people are very stupid. It is one of the prime characteristics of Kali Yuga. Fortunately, as we heard from both Gadadhara Krishna and Gauranga Prabhu, there is a special dispensation for Kali Yuga. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nas, Jeva Nas, Jeva Nas, Jeva Gatiranyata. Forgetting Sanatan Dharma, people think that my Dharma is to sit on a couch with my dog next to me and watch TV. The dog, which should not be even allowed in the house, is your best friend sitting next to you. What to do for such people? Chant Hare Krishna. Take up this chanting of Hare Krishna. That will raise us from the subhuman platform to the divine platform. That will raise us to our position actual Sanatan Dharma in the service of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please chant this Hare Krishna mantra. Don't be victimized by this Rakshasa civilization. This town bears the holy name of Bhima. Bhima, he was famous for killing so many Rakshasas. So if Bhima came to this town today, what would he do? Would he kill all the people for being Rakshasas? No, he wouldn't kill anyone. The people today, they're insignificant Rakshasas. Their position is pitiable. Bhima has come in this Kali Yuga as Sri Madhva Muni. And in the same Vaishnav Sampradaya is coming this ISKCON Hare Krishna movement. So we request the people of this town to follow the good example of Bhima of being devotees of Krishna. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Understand the teachings of Bhagavad Gita as it is. And come to your eternal position in the service of Krishna. Thank you so much for patiently hearing me. Hare Krishna. Yeah, and tell about the books also. You're going to tell about the books? Yeah, are there any questions, please? That's true. But what is the meaning of sannyas? That you should understand from Bhagavad Gita. Anashrita karma palang karyam karma karoti yaha sasanyasi cha yogi cha nanirajner na chakriyaha. Can you give the translation? One who performs his prescribed work. And who is not attached to the results of his work. Such a person, Krishna says, is a sannyasi and a yogi. Not one who artificially renounces the world. So sannyas means to be completely detached. That does not necessarily mean one has to formally renounce the world. If you think that by reading Bhagavad Gita you must become a formal sannyasi, that means you don't understand anything at all about Bhagavad Gita. Because Arjuna's proposal was to leave his duties. But Krishna, by speaking Bhagavad Gita, convinced Arjuna to perform them. Krishna, after speaking Bhagavad Gita, didn't tell Arjuna, now you become a sannyasi. Now you leave everything. But he convinced him, you go on as a grihastha and perform your duty. Krishna told Arjuna, Mama Nasmira Yudhyacha, think of me and fight. Who asked that question? Yeah, so you chant Hare Krishna and go on with what you're doing. And study Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Why Bhagavad Gita was not taught to the Yudhishthira?
Well, that again is stated in Bhagavad Gita by Krishna to Arjuna. Bhaktosi me sakha chaiti rahasyam hiyated uttamam. Krishna said, I'm speaking this to you because you are my devotee and my friend. I'm speaking this great mystery to you. So, of course, Yudhishthira was also a devotee. But Arjuna was in the relationship of being a friend of Krishna, whereas Yudhishthira was respected by Krishna. Of course, Krishna is to be respected by everyone, but in his leela, he acts respectfully toward his elders. So because there's a very close relationship between Krishna and Arjuna, the communication could go on very nicely. Why not Yudhishthira? Why not Vyasadeva? Why not some rishi or brahmana? Because Arjuna was very dear to Krishna, therefore he was the proper recipient for this knowledge.
Only by accepting sannyasa we can reach Krishna by being in Vrasta.
All these questions about sannyas. Translate?
Even me, sannyasa is someone's question.
But none of you are going to take sannyas, so why even bother talking about it? You're all completely attached to your material situation. Practically, it's a rehash of the same question that was just asked. Krishna says, Bhaktya mama bijanati. I can be understood by bhakti. He didn't say that you have to take sannyas. Nor did he encourage Arjuna to take sannyas. You please chant the holy names of Krishna. I from all the Vedic literature, we understand that someone who is a devotee of Krishna and chants the holy name of Krishna, even if that person is a grihastha, they are much better spiritually situated than a renowned sannyasi who has no bhakti. Ultimately, it doesn't matter what our material situation is. Sannyasi is also a material situation. Inasmuch as it is an institution within this material world, there's no sannyas in the spiritual world. Yang yang vapi sran bhavam tyajyante kalevarang tang tang evaiti kauntaya sada tad bhava bhavitaha. Our next life is determined by the consciousness we develop in this life. So generally it's thought that a sannyasi will be in better consciousness. But even if a sannyasi is very learned in shastra, very detached from sense enjoyment, if they have no bhakti toward Krishna, it's all useless. So anyway, like I say, who's fit for say? People who are just going on with their material life, you just can't suddenly become a sannyasi. So don't even bother thinking about it. This chanting of Hare Krishna is practical. You can take it up in whatever situation you're in. It is not practical for you to take sannyas. Even if you tried, you couldn't do it properly. So just forget all this talk about sannyas and chant Hare Krishna. That is practical and effective, that will give you a tremendous spiritual progress. That is therefore recommended in Shastra. What is the difference between Swadharma and Paradharma? Actually, they are the same. Dharma means the intrinsic characteristic. In this world, what is called Swadharma, that means according to the body. And therefore, someone is classified as Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, or Sannyasi. And one is enjoined to act according to his Swadharma. A grihastha has to act according to the rules of grihastha life.
Grihastha,
Brahmana has to act as a Brahmana. A Kshatriya has to act as a Kshatriya. So this is called Swadharma. And Parodharma. Well, actually this word has two meanings. One is the higher dharma. Para in the sense of higher. So the higher dharma is the real Swadharma, that is the Atma dharma. And on the material platform, Parodharma means the dharma which is meant for someone else. So in Bhagavad Gita, we find that Arjuna, he did not want to fight. But his Swadharma as a Kshatriya was to fight. For a Kshatriya, the dharma of a Brahmana, Vaishya or Shudra is Parodharma. It means the dharma enjoined for someone else. For a Brahmana, Parodharma means the Kshatriya dharma, Vaishya dharma or Shudra dharma. But all these, actually, all of these is all Parodharma for the soul, because the Atma is not Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra. In the modern age, everything is a mess. There's no proper Vanashram dharma. Kalo Shudra Sambhava. In Kali Yuga, everyone is born a Shudra. But someone should take the role of spiritual leadership. Our spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, has conferred on persons like myself the status of Brahmana, Sannyasi, like this. We are coming. Yeah, well, you can clap. Yes. We are coming by birth. We are from Mlecha Jati. What does Mlecha mean? Generally, that Mlecha is considered someone outside of India or someone outside of Hindu dharma. The original meaning of the word Mlecha means someone who does not know Sanskrit. So, by that understanding, almost all the Hindus are also Mlechas. So, those who are supposed to be, those who are traditionally Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras, they're not able to, in the modern society, they're not able to discharge their functions properly. Brahmanas, they're also Shudras mostly because they're taking jobs. People born in Brahmin families, they're mostly taking jobs, they're paid, which means they're becoming Shudras. there cannot be any proper kshatriyas in a democratic society. So if there are no proper brahmanas or kshatriyas, then there can't be proper vaishyas or shudras either. But society needs spiritual leadership. And seeing the lack of that and the need for spiritual leadership, our spiritual master conferred the status of brahmanas on people who are otherwise unqualified and disqualified. The qualities of a brahmana are described in Bhagavad Gita. Okay, so say the shloka. You should know that one. Shamodama. Shamodapattapashocham kshantir arjavam evacha jnanam vijnanam astikyam brahma karma swabhavajam. Okay, give the translation. Shama means sense control. Shama dhamma means mind and sense control. Tapasya, shocha, shanti, arjavam. Arjavam means straightforwardness. Kapti nahi. Then jnana, which means not getting a degree at the college, but it means knowledge of shastra. And vijnana means realization. So, myself and others are being trained in these qualities to give spiritual guidance to human society. Actually, the Indian people should give spiritual guidance to the whole world. But instead of giving spiritual guidance to the world, they are imitating the lecher civilization of the West. Is India benefited by Mickey Mouse? Are the people of India benefited by wearing pants and shirts instead of... We used to see, I came here 20 years ago, at that time most of the men were wearing vesti and khadi cloth. Now you won't, hardly you'll see anyone. They're all wearing polyester pants and shirts. What is the benefit? See, the cotton is very cool, which is suitable for this climate. But this polyester pant and shirt is very, it makes you perspire. And that cotton cloth is washed every day. I don't know how often you're washing this. I think people put the same pants on every day. It's absolutely unclean. So what is the benefit? Why do you think that you are becoming more civilized by wearing pants and shirts? It's just blind following with no benefit whatsoever. Because Indian people are, they've been taught by the Westerners to be ashamed of their culture. But I come from the country where drinking alcohol, eating meat, having illicit sex, these are considered normal activities. I was raised in that so-called civilization. By the grace of Krishna, in my youth, I thought this was disgusting. And I was fortunate to be taught the message of Bhagavad Gita by Srila
Prabhupada.
And I came to this land knowing this to be the land of Krishna and Rama and Bhima. Where the people of this land are supposed to be following this culture and teaching it to the world. But instead, they've invited Mickey Mouse. They're so ashamed of this glorious culture that they think they have to dress like Westerners. And they're so shameless that they go to movies which are not fit for human beings, absolutely subcultural. So take up this Krishna consciousness movement and become genuine human beings, genuine Indians, benefit yourself and benefit the world. Don't spoil your human form of life. Yeah.
Just say first one is, the Vishnu Charan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Can you chant with Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna?
You want to answer this one? It's a common question.
Is the second one that is
yes, so you can answer.
Then different color can be anything, because even Chandi Varna, when you are there, the Rama, even after Yuga also, again you are hearing the Krishna problem also. But once Hanuman can declare that the Lord of Krishna, the immediate Krishna show is Rama of the group also then. So he believed that he was with Bhagavad Krishna also. That is why that the Gandhi chant anyway are only members of Hare Rama Hare Krishna and Rama Rama. Second one is
we'll take one question at a time. So this is a common question, so you can answer this.
శాస్త్రంలో కలి శాస్త్రం ఉపనిషత్తులో ఇది హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే ఇది షోడశ నామం కలి కలివసి నాశనం అని ఇవ్వబడింది.
Well, in some, there are different recensions of Kali Sutra and Upanishad. Generally, it's given as Hari Rama, but there are also recensions with Hari Krishna first.
భగవంతుడు ఏదైతే ఇస్తాడో అదే నిజమే అంటారు. కాబట్టి కలియుగంలో ఎవరైతే హరే రామ మహామంత్రం ఉందో అది దానికి రామణుల యొక్క లక్షణాలు కలిగి ఉన్నారు. సర్వసాధారణంగా చెప్పించారు.
Then second question is, okay. Hare Krishna. Actually, this clapping is also imported from Western culture. In Shastra we find there is sadhuvak. Then people, they will say sadhu, sadhu. So thank you for the appreciation. But if you like, you can say sadhu, sadhu. Another question. Manava Seva is Madhava Seva. There's nowhere in Shastra. About is Manava Seva is Madhava Seva. Which Shastra is this in? Is this in any Shastra?
Suppose the selling society is nothing but selling a lot, like that used to tell me.
Which Shastra is this from? Which Shastra is this from? No, but which Shastra? Shastra. Which Shastra? Can you quote any from Gita, Mahabharata, Ramayana, Veda, Puranas, where this is said? No, but some books. Some books, so anyone can write a book, but what is Shastra that we have to accept? You see, even the animals, they help each other. The mother dog feeds the baby dogs. So helping human society is not a spiritual function, it's an animal function. So that's why I'm asking, where is in Shastra this statement? Building schools and hospitals, that's not the same as worshipping Madhava. One is a materialistic function, the other is a function of the Atma. This question is based on a misunderstanding. as far as I can understand. There is a common misconception that Paramatma is some impersonal force and which becomes personified. It's a very common misconception which Krishna addresses in Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, avyaktam vyaktim apanam manyante mama buddhayaha. Those who think that me, the person, me, Krishna, have come from the unmanifest, from the avyakta. Krishna says, people who think like that, they are abuddhayaha. Means there's lack intelligence. So the idea that Rama and Krishna are both avatars of the same Paramatma, well, in one sense that's true, but you have to understand the properly. Say it in the mic so we can all hear.
Here, Krishna is like in Mahabharata, during the Rajasari, when the minister was performing, there was a Mundus cave there.
Yeah.
And half was gold and half was.
Yeah.
And it is because of the Rajasari story, some curse was there. That's why from there, this Mahabharata started.
Really? It started there? Where's the tradition going back 5,000 years of this? This idea, for your information, was introduced by one Swami who was called Vivekananda. It's not an ancient concept. He introduced the idea of Daridra Narayana. The poor man is Narayana. The poor man is
Daridra.
Although Narayana means Lakshmipati. So he got his ideas mixed up. Some wrong ideas. Okay, now we're going to sing Damodarashtakam. This Kartik month is, in Vaishnav terminology, is called Damodamasam. And during this month, every day we chant the 8 prayers to Krishna in the form of Damoda. And we offer a lamp to Damoda. So we can all participate in that. I'd just like to speak something about the books. Bring one set of books. One set of books. And then we'll perform Damodarashtakam.